2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Side. This is KSL Outdoors, brought to you by Bear River Lodge. 2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thanks again for joining us today for another edition of KSL Outdoors Radio. Still to come, we have Fish Bites. Navi stepped away for just a minute to grab lunch here. He'll be back with us for some Fish Bites. Top of the hour, we're talking big game hunting and the problem with poaching in Utah, which is not always just about big game. Sometimes it's fish taken illegally, ducks, turkeys, you name it. And Lieutenant Chad Bettridge will join us. So a lot more coming. Also want to remind everybody that today, no greenhouse program starting at 8 o'clock. We will turn it over at 8 o'clock for a special hour of the home show. Because coming up at 9, we have an extended, and I do mean extended, pregame show as the Cougars get ready to take on Boise State. A lot of questions about who's going to be guiding the ship today as far as quarterbacks go, and as soon as we know, you will know. But everybody's all hands on deck for a pregame that'll take you up to the kickoff at 1:15 to 1:30, somewhere in that range, as the Boise State comes to take on your BYU Cougars, and we'll have all the action here on the home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio. Speaking of Cougar fans, he's standing by up at Bear River Lodge today. You've probably taken in a few games, haven't you?
I've watched every minute of every game as long as I can stay awake. You know, these late night games are hard for an old man.
Yeah, I hear you. You are at Bear River Lodge right now. Roger Eggett, by the way, of Bear River Lodge, who sponsors this program week in and week out. And you said you're looking at snow on the mountains.
Yeah, it's snowing. If they saw the cameras on Wednesday on the Mirror Lake Highway was covered in snow. So winter is coming. The fall colors are still here, but winter is on its way.
Yeah, my fear has been that these storms would knock down a lot of that color, which is usually what happens. But it has to happen at some point, and it's a good sign, I think. We were talking with Grant Wayman a couple of days ago on Utah's Morning News about the fact that, you know, normally, and I guess if we're talking averages here, snow comes in November, but we'll take it in October, too.
Yeah, we usually get a snowstorm or two in October almost every year, but it doesn't stick around. It'll melt, and if we get snow, my philosophy is, and my experience is, if we get it after the middle of November, it stays good, and we start the snowmobile season.
Yeah. Speaking of snowmobiles, it looks like you had some unpacking to do this week.
Oh, my goodness. Two semi-trailers show up and 36 brand new 2022 Skidoo snowmobiles. So we are excited. We've got about 16 more to go. So I think we ordered 52 total this year, and we've got 36 on the ground.
Wow, that's exciting. So early snow for you means maybe you don't have as much downtime in between seasons, which isn't a bad business thing either.
Yeah, you know, but we do. We run real vehicles side by side right up and right up till the day we start snowmobiling. And then, you know, now we have those side by sides that are fully enclosed with heaters and power windows, snow tracks. They're heated. They're just awesome.
The other thing you were up to this week, because I saw some of the foundation being poured, is getting ready to take the next step with one of the new cabins. And I hope the weather holds out for you there, too.
Yeah, you know, we're building two big seven-bedroom cabins, and we're going to work on them during the winter, but we're pouring the concrete right now. The logs get delivered in November, and we're going to start building two more big log cabins. So one's for corporate retreats and one's for family reunions, so come on up.
Explain the difference to people if they haven't heard us have this conversation before.
Well, we have three types of cabins up here at Beaver Lodge. We have shared ownership cabins that you can actually buy a deed in, and you get to use those cabins as an owner. We have others that are rentals, and then we have some that are privately owned. And with corporate retreat cabins, we have this cabin designed specifically for professionals. It is done so they can have meetings in the cabin. It has seven bedrooms, it has a big meeting area, private hot tub. And then we have one for families and unions. It has bunk beds, designed for kids. It's seven bedrooms also. And it's just designed for families to get together. So whatever your group, let's go. We have one bedroom, two bedroom, five bedroom, and now seven bedroom cabin.
Yeah, and by the way, if you go up for a weekend and you find that it's something that your family absolutely loves, which I'm 99.9% sure that's what's going to happen, you can also ask a few questions about how you could have that experience annually with your family and how much less expensive it is for you to have this cabin experience without going through the building, the maintenance, the upkeep, and all the hassle of actually building one yourself.
Yeah, you know, we have a program, it's called Shared Cabin Ownership, and we have five cabins in that program, and families get to go in together. They own a part of that, a specific cabin, but they can use any of those five-bedroom cabins anytime throughout the year, and it is awesome. Whether you're staying in a one-bedroom, a two-bedroom, a five-bedroom, it's a great ownership program. It is deeded, it is, you're one of the owners, and it's taken care of by the owners. It's a wonderful program, and the cost is so low compared to full ownership.
Well, and even though you become an owner, you still don't have to worry about things like cleaning and maintenance, which wouldn't happen any other place, I don't think.
Yeah, that is the best part, actually. You don't worry about staining, painting, cleaning. You know, you just show up, the cabin's beautiful, you use it, you enjoy it, you create memories, and you go home. And we get it ready for the next owners. It's a wonderful program. We designed it 15 years ago, 16 years ago, and we now have 70 owners, and it's just a wonderful program.
One of the videos that you posted this past week that caught my eye, and I was going to share it with your permission, was the kids that are back there at the pond feeding the fish. They were having the time of their lives.
Yeah, the two private fishing ponds. So all of the cabins overlook our two private fishing ponds and the Bear River. And if you want to have joy, go down to the fishing ponds and watch kids either feed the fish or catch the fish. It is so much fun.
Hey, as you get ready to start another winter season, have you rid yourself of all of last year's snowmobiles yet? I know this is the time when you're moving those out, too.
You know, we have sold every snowmobile from last year.
Wow.
But what we haven't, we still have our wheeled vehicles. So if you're looking for an ATV or a side-by-side, we have about 30 to 40 of those that just went on the market. And we have some great values and some great machines. And we have some that are deemed and banded. So whatever you're looking for, we've got it in wheeled vehicles.
All right. And can they get that information on the website, BearRiverLodge.com or TraxPowerSports.com?
Either one. We even have a new website called Trax, T-R-A-X, EquipmentSales.com. And it lists every machine we have available for sale, from the dirt bikes to the slingshots to the side-by-sides to the ATVs. Everything's on there, and you can check out what we have and see if we have something that meets your needs.
Ah, just fantastic. And I thought it would be fun just to, you know, have you on here as we're looking at some of that snowfall in the high country. Kevin Eubank a couple of nights ago said by the time it's done at about 8,000 feet, we could have a couple of inches on the ground. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, we're right at 8,000. So, but hold it off while I'm pouring this cement. Could you just wait a couple more weeks, please?
I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do. All right, Roger, as always, thank you. It's BearRiverLodge.com, TraxPowerSports.com. And what's the new one?
TraxEquipmentSales.com and Go Cougars.
There you go, buddy. All right, have a great day.
All right, see you, Tim. Bye-bye.
Stay with me. Coming up here in just a minute, we will be getting back with Navidauskas. We're going to be talking some fish bites. He is, speaking of biting, he's biting at the bit to get that information out to you. And I want to give a shout-out, too, to some projects that have been going on down at Fish Lake. So we'll do that when we come back.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Papa was a fisherman.
It is time for Fish Bites this morning. Nobby's going to be happy to sing along right here, I think.
Fishing man.
Yeah, the audience won't be happy he's singing along, but he's happy to sing along.
Yeah, I don't know if that's singing, but...
Hey, before you jump in on your fish bites, I just want to get a shout-out to the Blue Ribbon Fishery. What do they call it? The Blue Ribbon Fisheries Advisory Council. I've only been to Fish Lake a couple of times, and we were down there on broadcast because it's a little bit of a drive for us up here, and there's lots of great fishing that's closer to home. But it's still one of the most beautiful places I've been in the state. And the advisory council has been working on some projects to upgrade all three of the marinas, a boardwalk there for viewing kokanee salmon during their spawning run, a new fish cleaning station, and a marina aerator that allows boating access later in the fall. They've done a fantastic job. So the next time you go out to Fish Lake, make sure that you say a thank you to the folks that are behind making that even more beautiful than it was before. And the fishing, of course, is always fantastic. But, Navi, where are you going to take us this week?
Oh, my gosh, Tim. I got good reports, really good reports. The problem is you're kind of going to be in a hurry because the weather's going to turn around real quick here. But, look, we're talking North Slope of the UN as I get up there. Black's Fork, Smith Fork, Henry's Fork, Burnt Fork, all of them are red hot right now. Doesn't matter what you throw at them, they're absolutely on it. And the fish know that this is the end, so they're trying to put those fat stores, get up in there. And if you want to hit the lakes in that region, Spirit Lake, Long Park Lake, Brownie Lake, three of the lakes that are just phenomenal right now, you really can't miss. And I know they're forecasting an inch or two. That's going to be fine. You can fish with an inch or two of snow. It's going to be worth your time. It's red hot. If you're going to the south slope of the Uinta Drainage, then you got Lake Fork, Duchesne. The West Fork of the Duchesne and Rock Creek are red hot. Can't miss there. Also, Current Creek, Mill Hollow, Strawberry, all of them are lighting up. Fishing is red hot right now. Get out there. Be ready for a little weather, but you'll endure the weather because the payoff's going to be great. Fishing is phenomenal. Current Creek is exceedingly hot, so definitely get there if you can. Red Fleet, if you're going further, you want to go further east, Red Fleet Reservoir, Old Fort Ponds, also really good. If you want to go even further, then Cottonwood Creek and Pelican Lake are also on fire. Again, it's worth your time to get out, get a jacket, get a hat, but the fishing is really good everywhere. If you want to stay local here in Salt Lake, Silver Lake, Blanche Lake, Deer Valley Ponds, Red Pine Lake, which is up there at Canyons, and the Middle Provo are all literally on fire. This is the time to go fishing. Those higher places right now are on the cusp of being too late, but they're not. And the fishing's really, really good. If you're going south, a little bit further south into Utah Valley, Spanish Oak Ponds, Salem Ponds, Maple Lake, all of them are red hot. And the trees at Maple Lake are just phenomenal right now. You want to get up there. And then up in my neck of the woods up here, Birch Creek, Lost Creek, East Canyon are all on fire, particularly Birch Creek and Lost Creek. Now, East Canyon is probably better than my report. I had a buddy do it. He said it was a little slowish, but that's a week-old report. I think that the cold snap that's going to hit this weekend is going to really turn East Canyon on. I wouldn't waste my time. I'd go fishing. And this is the time to go. And I'm talking about those high cusp. I mean, they're on the cusp of being too high. Those are going to be the hottest. If you're worried about weather, don't go. But if you're not worried that much about weather, you're not going to be in deep trouble. However, if you wait another week, you're going to get 8 inches in those regions.
Hey.
So right now is the last week to get up there. Snow is coming earlier than normal. We usually wait till about first week of November to get this kind of weather. It's already here. It's coming fast, but the fishing is red hot. Just put a hat on and a jacket and get out there. You can't miss. All those places I talked about, you can pretty much set your watch by them. They're going to be red hot.
You mentioned East Canyon. I want to make sure I get this out there, that they stocked about 30,000 rainbow trout up there at East Canyon. And I was actually a little surprised at some of the stats they were giving on the reservoir there. Water levels are steady at 44%. And water
it's way low.
Water temps were lower 60s, but the fishing, they said, was picking up, and plenty of ramp left to launch a boat up there.
Yeah, I mean, but like I say, those stockfish are kind of small.
Yeah.
They kind of get in the way.
No, but I'm just saying that they're doing their work, so the next time you get up there, if you don't get up there in this next couple of days.
East Canyon is a treasure trove of fish. It's just a great little fishery. If you've never been there, get up there. Now's a great time to be there.
The other thing you mentioned I want to emphasize, and I know we don't have a ton of time here, and you wanted to mention your classes, is one of the benefits of going anywhere right now is the color. My fear is that the storms over the last couple of days have knocked down quite a bit of it, but Becky and I spent last weekend at the homestead up in Midway and did some mountain biking among some beautiful fall color up there. And some of the color was just starting to turn on Alpine Loop. But just expect you're going to find some crowds. You won't find them this weekend because of the weather, but don't miss out on all of the beautiful fall color right now. All right, tell me about your classes.
Well, I'm going to do my float tube class, which is lake fishing. If you want to learn how to fish with a fly on a lake, wildtrouts.com or wildtrouts@AOL, because they're not on my webpage. I don't advertise these classes because they always fill. My float tube class starts first week of November. You want to get in that, wildtrouts@AOL.com. And also my fly tying class. We haven't done the fly tying for a couple of years because of the COVID and the proximity and the intimacy of being close with that. But we're going to go ahead and do that. And you need to know how to tie flies. That's a December class. So I got a November class out on the lakes every weekend. And then, of course, at beginning of December, I'm in the classroom and teach you how to tie flies.
It's just
wildtrouts.com. Wildtrouts@AOL.com is my email. I'll get you in there before they fill.
Got it. All right, buddy. Thank you. Stay with us. We've got news at the top of the hour. And on the other side, Lieutenant Chad Bettridge joins us. We'll talk about poaching and the poaching hotline as we look forward to the hunt season right around the corner. Stay with us.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.